Hi, it's Germination Editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to part 10 of 12 of our series on the past, present, and future of our six industry associations. Today we're talking about the future of CropLife Canada. As president of CropLife Canada, which represents Canadian manufacturers, developers, and distributors of pesticides and products of modern plant breeding, Pierre Patel knows what a big responsibility the organization has within the seed industry. If you're a mother shopping for food for her children, and your day started off by seeing a flood of Facebook posts talking about the supposed danger of new agricultural technologies, you probably have questions. Patel says as the industry looks to forge a next-generation seed system for the country through the Seed Synergy Collaboration Project, CropLife Canada's place in helping consumers understand the benefits of modern technology is something he's excited to discuss.
You know, even though we're a highly scientific industry, we're now doing a better job, I think, of talking about our technologies in a way that people outside our industry can understand. And we've put a lot of work into building grassroots support for the industry, empowering those within our industry. There's a lot of people that work in the plant science industry that weren't even sure how to talk to the general public about what they do. And so we've been working with them on giving them the confidence and the tools to do that. And we've also focused heavily on partnerships. We know that improving the image of the plant science industry, of agriculture writ large, is a collective effort. And as we develop tools, many of which are freely available on our website, we share those as widely as possible. So we've certainly embarked in the social media space. We've got a whole host of videos, of easy to understand fact sheets, of information bulletins aimed at the consumer, people who aren't familiar with agriculture. As more and more people get further and further away from agriculture, we've really changed our messaging to focus on those types of people. We're going to see new technologies for sure, and as those continue to emerge, we'll see both challenges and opportunities in those. CropLife Canada will continue to evolve to meet the needs of our members, as we always have. And we've developed a set of approaches to managing challenges, and we feel that those can be applied to the ever-changing environment as it comes.
Kim McConnell is the founder and former CEO of AdFarm, and he's provided strategic advice to CropLife Canada over the years. He notes that the Canadian plant products industry is wonderfully cohesive, and it's that ability for the industry to work together that allows CropLife Canada to thrive and be so important within the scope of the Seed Synergy project.
So what we're finding in today's world is that in Canada we have the blending of the chemical business, the biotechnology or trait business, the genetics business. All of that is kind of blending and coming together. And what we have is five or six organizations that are now saying, hey, we need to work more together than we probably have in the past. There wasn't a need for us in the past to work together, but today that we need to work more together.
Patel adds that as more patents for novel traits expire in the future, CropLife Canada will need to continue to partner with groups like the Canadian Seed Trait Association to develop approaches to managing off-patent products that ensure the continued stewardship of these products and protection of international market access.
CropLife Canada's always been committed to partnerships and collaboration within the industry, and the Seed Synergy Collaboration allows us to build on this commitment and advance the needs of our members as well as the seed industry as a whole. I think it's a continuation of work that's been done informally in the past, but it brings together the whole seed sector, which I think is a unique opportunity. And we really look forward to seeing what we can accomplish there in terms of revamping the seed system in Canada with all those players around the table.
Thanks for listening today. Join us for part 11 of 12 of our Past, Present, Future series when we'll talk about the future of the Canadian Plant Technology Agency. Check back soon.